This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Congress is debating whether to give workers a federal tax break on their overtime and tips, but Colorado is following a different course. Colorado law requires that even if workers don't have to pay federal taxes on those sources of income, they still have to pay state tax. However, it will cost the state around $500,000 to upgrade its tax forms and computer systems to collect those taxes if the federal change goes through. In the years since the U.S. House revived earmarks, Colorado Republicans have largely shunned the process. But not this year. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Colorado's three new Republican representatives have all put in requests for what's officially known as community project funding, money that will go directly to things in their district. Republican Gabe Evans, who represents the state's toss-up seat, put in the maximum 15 requests totaling more than $42 million. Western and Southern Colorado Representative Jeff Hurd also had 15 requests totaling more than $33 million. Meanwhile, Colorado Springs Representative Jeff Crank had 5 requests for just under $9 million. Lauren Boebert was the only Colorado Republican to use earmarks previously. She put in 15 requests, adding up to more than $56 million. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Much of the state is under a heat advisory. Possible 100-degree days tomorrow and Saturday. That's along the I-25 corridor, the Eastern Plains, and here in Grand Junction. And you're listening to CPR News. It's 5:06.